The only actor to win two Oscars for the same role in a movie died earlier this week. The picture was The Best Years of Our Lives, and the actor was Harold Russell.
He played the part of a U.S. Navy man back from the Second World War. He was struggling with post-war life without hands, having lost both of his on an aircraft carrier during a Japanese attack.
All I've wanted is for people to treat me like anybody else instead of pitying me. I guess it's hard for them to do that. I've just got to learn to get used to it and pay no attention.
Couldn't I?
No, I've got to do it myself.
Harold Russell was not an actor. He was a sailor who was a double amputee. 13 years ago, in an interview with NPR Scott Simon, Russell spoke about the loss of his hands.
I was at Camp McCall in North Carolina. I was airborne troops, and we were staging to go overseas for combat jump, and we were running men through an infiltration course using live explosives and live ammunition, and I had a block of explosive go off in my hands. Interestingly enough, or maybe not so interesting, I was sitting on 50 pounds of TNT, which is a very high portable explosive, which did not go off.
Russell landed the role in the Hollywood film after director William Wyler spotted him in a documentary that was made by the government. The Best Years of Our Lives starred Frederick March and Dana Andrews, big names at the time. The story was about war-weary combatants trying to fit into peacetime society. Harold Russell played Homer Parrish, who at one point has to explain to his fiancée how tough it will be to live with a man with no hands.
My hands are down there on the bed. I can't put them on again without calling to somebody for help. I can't smoke a cigarette or read a book. That door should blow shut. I can't open it and get out of this room. I'm as dependent as a baby that doesn't know how to get anything except cry for it. Well, now you know, Wilma. Now you have an idea of what it is. I guess you don't know what to say. It's all right. Go on home. Go away like your family said.
I know what to say, Homer. I love you, and I'm never going to leave you. Never.
The Best Years of Our Lives won 8 Oscars. Russell received one for inspiring others with afflictions, and the other for Best Supporting Actor. Russell felt he only won because the part was emblematic of the plight of many others. He was offered a dozen roles after that picture, but turned them all down.
Instead, Harold Russell turned to advertising and public relations. He was appointed to numerous panels on disabilities, and he served for many years as unpaid chairman of a presidential committee for employment of the handicapped. He had a couple of small parts in movies and television, but otherwise he stayed off the screen. He says the role from The Best Years of Our Lives marked his whole life. In the interview with Scott Simon, he told the story of what happened to him one day at LaGuardia Airport in New York.
This lady stopped me, and she said, "May I speak to you?" And I said, "Of course." She was an elderly lady. She said, "I saw a film the other night on television," she said, "and there was a fellow in it that didn't have any hands," she said. "And you know," she said, "it was a wonderful film, and this fellow looked just a little bit like you," she said. "He was a lot younger, he was a lot thinner, I swear this is true, and he had dark hair." And she said, "You know," she said, "sir, may I say something?" I said, "Of course." She said, "If you ever get a chance to see this picture, I can't remember the name, please do, because I'm sure it'll help you a lot."
Harold Russell sold his Best Supporting Actor Oscar for $60,000 in 1992 to pay for his wife's medical bills. At the time, he said, "Health is more important than sentiment." Harold Russell died Tuesday in Massachusetts at the age of 88.